I'm going to get somebody's address so we can send each other the phone numbers because I can't work internet. I'm blind.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you my address.
If you want.
This is Joyce from Chicago, right?
Yeah. 7641.
Okay.
Manchester Manor. Hanover Park, Illinois. 60133. I hope I didn't go too fast.
Yes, your address is Hanover Park?
That's the town I live in.
Okay. We'll start there, and then we'll work it out to where we can all be in touch.
Yeah. Well, you kind of I have to write with a marker because I live alone, like I said.
Joyce, what's your
impaired.
What's your last name? What's your last
Saxon.
Name? Nixon?
Saxon, S-A-X-O-N. My husband, their name was Sogoloff, so they changed it to Saxon.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Donna, and we're getting ready to start tonight.
Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Shall we put ourselves on mute then?
Yes, I will put you on mute. You don't have to do anything. I will put you on mute. Barbara is going to be the hostess tonight, and she will then hit *6 to get herself off of mute. She'll explain all that to you. So you don't have to do a thing. Just hang in there, and you will not be able to share anything unless you hit *6. So here we go. Okay, I'm going to let Barbara begin. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I will let you go ahead and start hosting.
Welcome to our Heart Share class for August 29th, 2013. We have a great program tonight. We have a live message from Jesus from our messenger, David Christopher Lewis. And so we're very excited to have that, and Donna's going to interview him. And it should be a very interesting and meaningful class tonight. We're excited about that. We're grateful that you're here tonight. We would like to keep better track of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you're from. We've been hearing all this wonderful chat back and forth with each other. If you would like to meet one of us that lives in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and often many people feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. We understand that. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. We have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Barbara, Leela, Dee, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dregan, and Donna Korth. We're blessed with double Donnas here. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. So feel free. I know Donna and I both have our phone numbers listed on the letters that you received either by email or the physical letters. So feel free to call us if you want to chat about something or you have a prayer request anytime or questions. We are here to serve you, and we're glad to do it. You can also, we can put you in contact with any one of the other team members that you would like to know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You may also express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor them and you. The Heart Center is composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our own God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background: Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission and vision for the Heart Center is: within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love wisdom teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. As I said earlier, we have a wonderful class tonight live with Jesus the Christ and David Lewis, who is author, teacher, and gifted messenger. You may also hear the recording of this class by going to the homepage menu on the Heart Center website, www.heartcenter.org, and then click on the tab called Events, and then clicking on HeartShare Events, and you can find the recording of the program tonight and listen to it again.
Yeah,
or
hearing it okay?
Yes.
Listen to it later. All our previous classes are archived there for your re-listening and for you to share with friends and family, yeah, anyone that you want
to
recommend.
They have it on mute. That's why we can talk.
Yeah, okay.
I suggest you have pen, paper, and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free, enabling you to walk around or take notes or whatever you need to do. You can then take the phone with you.
I have a paper.
If you have,
I
if
have
you
a note
move.
Paper.
Yeah, I know you do in there.
Yeah.
We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise. And we have muted you. Sounds like we need to do it again.
Yeah, I will in a minute.
Thank you. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during the class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you're through speaking, press *6 again, and you will be muted again. This is important to block out noise and interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so we can finish the class on time. What other HeartShare team members are here tonight besides Donna Korth and myself?
Donna Dregan is here.
Oh, wonderful. Donna
and
Dregan?
Marlene is here.
Marlene is here, too. Wonderful.
Anybody
well,
else?
Donna, okay. Well, Donna Dregan, since we heard your name first, and since I know you're such a big-hearted soul, would you be willing to give our opening invocation for the class tonight? Yes, no. Okay, I guess she didn't hear me. Well,
no, I think. Go ahead, Donna, if you're there.
Yeah. Are you there, Donna?
Just hit *6. Well, maybe Marlene, could you do it?
Yes, Marlene, please. That would be wonderful.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, dear. Marlene's my good buddy.
In In the name of my I Am That I Am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, we call to beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, Charity, Saria, and Cuzco, Lamello, the Buddha Mother, and all true messengers of God. We ask that you overshadow us this evening in our class, that we may be inspired and edified and filled with love, wisdom, joy as we partake in the treat this night, as we will be living in our presence, in the present, and hearing from Jesus through David Christopher Lewis. We thank you so ever so much. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marlene. We do a breathing meditation called pranayama at the beginning of our classes to relax and to align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand if you need to. Close your eyes with me now and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then with your eyes closed, look upwards toward that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. Thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. Each statement is to the count of eight. So we're going to start with breathing in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. Let's do it again and we'll say solar presence this time. Okay. Breathe in. I breathe in my solar presence. Hold it. I absorb all of his essence. Hold it. I breathe out his light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Tonight, we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael that's on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are muted so that you will only hear me say the prayer. And you can repeat it with me should you care to do so. Then we will also have a song called One All One. This song, as you meditate on it, will help you realize the love relationship we can have with our presence, also called our I Am That I Am, our solar presence, our oversoul, and the Father Mother God. So sing it with love in your heart for your own personal Father Mother God.
Barbara, stop for just a minute. I'm going to try to mute. Somebody is not muted, and I don't know why, but we're hearing some background noise. So hold on just a moment.
Sure. Donna, would you like me to go ahead with the announcements now or go ahead with the prayer and song?
Go ahead with the announcements now.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, you'll have to star 6 again. Barbara, can you hear me?
Okay, I kept pushing star 6 and it wasn't unmuting me, so it is
okay.
Now.
That's okay. Now everybody's unmuted at the moment, so I'll hit it once more time. One more time.
Okay.
Okay, now you should hit star 6 again.
Okay.
Okay, you're all right.
That's great. I wanted to tell everyone about our wonderful upcoming Autumn Equinox lecture and book signing tour with David Christopher Lewis, beginning September 13th and going through October 2nd. David Christopher Lewis is going to be traveling around the Southwest and the Western United States at many different cities. He's starting off in Colorado and then going to Arizona and then up through California from the base up to the top pretty much, and then on to Washington and then finishing up in Portland, Oregon. And there's a whole list of cities here that he's going to be in. It's over 20 cities that he's going to be visiting, and he will be giving lectures and having book signings in bookstores and communing with heart friends and interested people all through several states there, and we're very excited about this. It's the release of the Advanced Studies of the Human Aura book by El Moria, and it's a tremendous book with lots of wonderful teaching in it, and we're so excited that we're able to present this book and make it available to anyone who's interested in spirituality and in the masters. Let's see. Anything further? Let's see. Everyone's invited to partake of this tour either live or by broadcast. You can contact Donna or me or go to the Heart Center website for further help or with any questions. And now I think it's time to do our prayer to Archangel Michael and sing this wonderful song. So, together, in the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Okay, so, it's time for the song now, Donna.
Here we go. It'll take...
Your Michael Protector.
Oops, that's the wrong one. Hold on a minute. Hold
please
on.
Please stand by.
Yeah. So, we'll have some silent meditation for a minute as I get this song up.
dearest Nyan presence bright, source of all God's radiant light, always here within me, ever do I love thee. My devotion rises sure to your heart sublime and pure. Know my love a glory in this blissful sea. One alone to be my own, merging now in holy communion. One to be
favorite songs. It's a song that you can say as a devotional or sing as a devotional to your own I Am Presence, who we will be talking about tonight at great length with Jesus. I'd like to give you just a little background about Jesus, and I don't know why we're having some static here, but Barbara, make sure that you have muted. Jesus first came to earth as a volunteer with a being called Sanat Kumara, who took many volunteers with him from Venus, and he used them to help get the earth back on her feet, basically. The earth had fallen into the very lowest depths of degradation, and there was some question as to whether she would survive. So Jesus came with 144,000 other beings, or 143,000, I guess it would be, to help teach and reach mankind and save the planet. And he has had many embodiments on Earth since that time. In one of those embodiments, he reigned as an emperor and a high priest over a golden age civilization on Atlantis that actually lasted 2,000 years. He did this with his ascended, whom we now know as the Ascended Lady Master Magda, and we knew in the Bible as Lady Magdalene, and they ruled together because they were the highest representatives of God in embodiment in that particular civilization. All the people of this civilization knew and accepted God's will, and Jesus and Magda did not have to impose any rules on the people because they were all in attunement with their divine source, their higher self. But then this particular group of people began to decline after about 450 years, and they finally declined to the point where Atlantis sank. After that embodiment, Jesus Atlantis went down in the great cataclysm that is recorded as the flood of Noah in our Bible. And in the Genesis account of Adam and Eve, we see Jesus as Abel, the son of Adam, who found favor with the Lord, but he was slain by his jealous brother Cain. And then when Eve conceived and bore another son, she called his name Seth. And it says in the Bible, "For God said she had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew." And then to this Seth there was born a son named Enos. And by the way, it's felt that Seth was the re-embodiment of Jesus at this time after he had been slain as Abel. Then Jesus came as Joseph, the son of Jacob, who was sold in slavery in Egypt. He came as Joshua, the son of Nun, and he filled the walls of Jericho. And as King David, he wrote the Psalms. As Elisha, he was the pupil of Elijah, who ascended and later, under a very special dispensation, re-embodied as John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus' mission in Galilee. Jesus came into his final incarnation having passed many initiations throughout his Eastern and Western embodiments, yet he retained the small percentage of karma that was required for his mission, and which he balanced by the time he left Palestine at age 33. And I think most of you are all familiar with this story. Jesus recognized in John the Baptist his former guru, Elijah, who had come again to prepare the way. And you can read all of that in the Bible, again, if you would like. It's a wonderful source of much material that we use often in the Heart Center. And now I would like to introduce you to David Lewis, who is going to be our guest tonight and is going to work with or share with us Jesus. And David is a devoted student of the Ascended Masters and has been since the age of 19. He was inspired, I think, in 2004 to create a new movement. And on February 26th, as I recall, 2005, the Heart Center community was born. A man chosen by God because of his humbleness and passionate love of the Divine Mother, David has consistently been an example to me, and he has enthusiastically led this unique and joyful community under the direction of the Ascended Masters into new and completely practical understandings of ancient truths. These are truths that empower, balance, and change lives totally, and they have done it for me. These truths and the light released through heaven's messages that impart them empower each individual to realize his or her true identity and purpose, his reason for being or her reason for being, that we were created by love and that we live to love all sentient life until it is free of every limitation. David maintains that he's not the messenger, but rather a messenger, and he affirms that all of us can and should develop our own spiritual faculties, that we all are or can be messengers for heaven and the Ascended Masters. To share that truth is the mission and work of the Heart Center community. David, if you're there, hit star 6 and come on.
I'm here.
Wonderful. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Well, it's a privilege to be with all of you on behalf of the great Master Jesus. And I've shared some stories of my personal interaction with him and a number of offerings over the years. Actually, I found the teachings when I was 18, not 19, and the Heart Center actually began in January of 2005 when the great Divine Director gave us the name. So just two little points of clarification. So Jesus is here tonight as a blessing to all of us. Many of us having grown up through one form of Christianity or another. I grew up Catholic, and so I have a particular lens of how I perceive this beautiful master from that background, and yet much more when I began really reading the Bible after I no longer attended the Catholic Church and the Mass. And when I was 18, I fasted for 7 days on water and a little bit of honey, and I had a very intimate experience with Jesus on the sixth day. It was very private and yet very profound. And I can share that one thing that was conveyed unto me was the power of his presence, the light energy of his being that far transcended what I had conceived of who Jesus was. I knew that he was a man, and yet he had merged his being so beautifully and profoundly with the Father that he was truly the Christ, the Anointed One, a man of God in all of his ways, and one who could extend to humanity the most amazing frequencies of love, kindness, forgiveness, and of course, healing, the miracles that he did, and all that he set forth as a foundation over 2,000 years ago for what has now transpired and grown into a world religion and all of its permutations. When one really knows Jesus personally, prays profoundly, meditates upon his sacred heart, looks into his eyes and his face, and feels the essence of who he is, you have to be moved. You have to desire to be like him. And to desire that is to learn how to live in one's own presence, because that's what Jesus so beautifully demonstrates. He came not as one to be an exception amongst humanity. He came to authenticate and to demonstrate for everyone what a godly life is, and thereby those who were moved by his presence could follow in his footsteps and do those greater works. I knew when I was a child that I was destined to be a minister and to be one who could extend teaching and grace. And so I was called from an early age, and I told the priest in second grade that I desired to be a priest. Well, I'm a different type of priest now. And yet I always knew there were greater mysteries to be understood than what was in the Catholic Catechism, because I saw that the priests and even a number of the other clergy were not living the godly lives that I knew that Jesus lived, and I desired that. My desire was to be a saint and to be as holy and pure and kind and generous as I could in order to serve humanity. So I think I'll just open it up now to whatever Donna would like to ask, and then on behalf of this beautiful master, he can share his answers.
Thank you, David. Maybe you could share briefly before I start how Jesus will be, how he will be working through you, or how you will know, for because I've had this question, how does Jesus overshine David or speak through him?
Well, it's a gift of locution, and in 2004 in June, I had a mystical experience when I was in St. Mark's Church in Livingston, and Jesus and Kathumi came into that church, And during a song that we were singing to them, I was taken up, like Paul, into a high state of divine ecstasy and bliss and what I would call light beingness. And this gift was conveyed to me. And then 2 days later, I began writing, and I thought I was going to write my life story with all my beautiful spiritual experiences. And lo and behold, the very first message that I wrote was overshined by beloved Jesus. And he told me that I should get up every morning and meditate and then prepare to receive a message from one of the saints of heaven known as the Ascended Masters. And so the next day, Kuthumi came. And Kuthumi had been embodied as Saint Francis of Assisi. So what would happen is I would just meditate and pray. I would do the scriptural rosary, and then I would be still, get out a piece of paper and a pen, and write. And that's how it began. I did not know at that time in June of 2004 that a new movement would begin. I was dedicated to the previous movement that I was in, and I was, in fact, at that time, the Keepers of the Flame manager. So I was 100% behind that mission, and I still am in its new essence as through the Heart Center. So what happens is the gift that I was given is called locution, where I have, by God's grace, the ability to receive the telepathic, non-spoken, and non-verbal message from the mind of the master, which comes through a stream, and so we call it heart streaming, a stream of consciousness and light and awareness. And I simply speak what I hear within my mind and what is being impressed through my mind and through my voice. So it is a very holy experience. It's not what I call channeling, which many other people do. It is truly a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a blessing upon everyone who receives the message. And my prayer is that you will feel the same light that I receive. As the Master, we say, overshines me. It's like the word overshadow, but we like the word overshine instead of shadow. So as he's present within my auric field, he can also be right where you are by your invitation to overshine you and to bless you through the conveyance of the word that comes always through the Holy Spirit. So hopefully that explains it a little bit.
Yes, that's very helpful. One of the questions that I have gotten several times from people is, what is the difference between our presence and Almighty God, and how do we relate to each if there is a difference? And are there, the other part of that question was, are there different acceptable names for our presence?
Well, our presence is an individualization of God's essence right where we are. In other words, we are sons and daughters of God. We are made in God's image and likeness. We know this from Genesis. So if that's true, which I accept that it is, there's a part of God that's within every created being in the universe. We are all children of God, sons and daughters of God. And so our mission is to understand that beautiful relationship and to fan the fires of love within ourselves so that we can be mindful of this and embody God's virtues right where we are. So we have what we call a God presence. There are many names: our solar presence, our I am presence, our higher self. The mediator between our God presence and our human soul is called the Holy Christ Buddha self. We used to say the Holy Christ self. We've added the word Buddha because we feel that we're more than just a Christian movement. We are universal. And just as Jesus became the Christ, Gautama became a Buddha. And they had very similar missions in different parts of the globe in a different time period to a different culture and people. And yet both missions were vital to God's unfoldment of his plan upon earth, and we see no true difference here as many Christians maybe would see. We see the dynamics of the union of all true teachings of all of the religions. So we all have this higher self, which is in its essence one with Almighty God through the light born within it. And so I think I mentioned the different names, higher self, our true self, our real self. It's all our true essence, the real us, the higher me, the great me. We've heard of the little me and the great me. It's the great me, the great I am. So God and the great central sun is the I am that I am of all the universe, the hub, the source, the creator, the all in all, and we are one with God through our higher self. And when we return to that knowledge, understanding, and know it, and feel it, and become it, then we, like Jesus, can return to the heart of the Father in our ascension, where we are stamped with immortality in our union with the divine.
Wow, that gives us a lot of leeway. We can call our Father, Mother, God, or our Oversoul, or our Solar Presence, or all of those wonderful terms that you use that I'm sure we are different ones of us are using. The next question I have is, how do we know when our presence is present?
How do we know when our presence is present?
When we
feel pure love and light flowing through our chakras, our aura, our heart. I think we've all experienced the rush of the Holy Spirit in one way or another in our lives. We feel the goose pimples, the energy that is extended through what I would call the electronic body, because our nerves are sensitive to energy, because the synapses of the nerves have this transfer of an electromagnetic field through us. Now, when the Holy Spirit is present in our lives through prayer, devotion, contemplation, meditation, stillness, and all of our deep spiritual practices, we can feel God's presence. We know it because we feel the energy of it. And I feel it in my heart primarily, and yet I also feel it through my extremities and my arms, my legs, my head, especially in my heart. I feel it through my eyes. I feel it through my whole being. I feel this rush of the Holy Spirit. And one of the first times I felt that in a tremendous onrush of energy was when I saw Catherine Kuhlman in Chicago at the McCormick Place, which is a gigantic convention center, one of the largest in the world. And she was there, and I felt it when she walked on the stage before she even uttered a word, because she had obviously prayed for many minutes before the service, and the Holy Spirit was present that night, and I felt it. And I felt it in my first session with Elizabeth Clare Prophet at the first conference I went to in 1974 in July in Spokane, Washington, when her mouth opened and she started speaking on behalf of the Ascended Masters. I felt that same rush of energy through my heart, through my entire being, and it just vibrated my body, and I can feel it just talking about it. So I'm a very feeling person because I desire to be loving, and I think when you love God with all of your heart, mind, and strength, as the Bible asks us to do, you develop this sensitivity to God's presence, and you feel the onrush of the Holy Spirit. That is how you know that your presence is present. When you are in love with God, you are full of the light of God, you seek to glorify God and magnify the Lord, and then the Lord comes and uses you as an instrument, as he used his beloved son, Jesus.
That goes along with the next question I have. What is a way to successfully meditate with our presence?
To be still, to learn to control the faculties of your consciousness, which include your thoughts, your breath, your feelings, and to slow everything down and go within your heart. Contact the light that is within your heart. Don't attempt to control the process so much except to watch your breathing very gently, and then to just be suffused into the light of God. You can visualize light, a sun in your chest cavity. You can, as we did earlier, just close your eyes, look up into your third eye, and feel that and see that light. The more we work with light, the better the options are for us to really grow spiritually. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, I am the light of the world. Well, I believe it. And so if he was that light and people could actually see the glow of his halo or his aura because of his true spiritual nature, then we too, emulating him, are called to do the same. We are called not to keep our light under a bushel, but to let it shine forth. And so one of our primary spiritual practices is to be light, to invoke light, to visualize it, accept it, to feel it, and to emulate the sun, because the sun really is the extension of God's presence and the great central sun to our solar system. Without our physical sun, we would not have life upon earth. So what is the sun? Well, we talk about the Son of God, Jesus, S-O-N, and yet we have the sun, S-U-N, as the highest example in our immediate environment, 93 million miles away, still in our environment, of this beautiful divine being in essence that gives life and light to our sector of the universe, our solar system. So what happened when Jesus resurrected from the dead? He was just pure light and energy. That's what he became. That's what he was in his true essence. He was a veritable sun, a living sun walking on the earth in form. So if you really read the scripture and see how many times the word light is there, you'd be amazed. And the words in red that Jesus spoke. And if you understand what that means, then you can do the same things that he did by following in his footsteps and allowing that light to work through you, to sing through you, to speak through you, to shine forth through you, to bless others through you. And I believe everyone on this call is and can be, if you don't feel you are, a minister of light and love. And Jesus calls us to be ministering servants. So that is, I know, part of my mission, and I believe part of many of yours' missions upon this earth.
Wow. That reminds me of a verse in the book of John. I think it's John 1, 8 or 9, where it says, that is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. It's talking about the light that Jesus brought with him. Another question we have here is, this person wrote, I hold up my hands to emanate light, but I don't feel anything happening. Is light actually going through my body when I can't feel it?
If you accept that it is, you believe it, then it is. You can accelerate it, amplify it, magnify it as you develop sensitivity and you work with the light primarily through your heart. So I always begin with my heart because that's where I believe that God exists as a spirit spark within me and within all of us. So I begin with the heart, see that light as a physical flame, and then begin to feel it as a heat, as an energy, and it's moving and it's expanding. And then it's extended out through my chest cavity, through my arms, and then through my hands and out into the world. It takes time to develop the level of sensitivity required to the point where you will be able to feel it moving through your hands and out to help people in the world. Healing practitioners sometimes are very sensitive. I remember when I studied a class called Mother's Touch, and we learned some aspects of Eastern medicine, and we learned how to be sensitive to the pulse of the body temple, and not just the pulse of the blood, it actually is the pulse of the wave patterns that flow through the whole body temple through what the Chinese practitioners and those in that field of medicine call qi. And so those doctors learn to be sensitive to the flow of energy as qi. And once you develop the sensitivity, it's easy to maintain it. And I know some people just don't feel radiation as I feel it, light. Well, I've asked myself this question many times. How can you develop that sensitivity? I believe it is through deep devotion to God, regular spiritual practices. And for many people, this will require cleansing your body temple first. I began in my teenage years, 14 years old, to refine my diet, became a vegetarian. I stopped eating meat, a lot of sugar, white flour, all that stuff, all types of food with a lot of toxins and chemicals in it. I worked on myself for a number of years, so I became very sensitive through right diet and fasting. If you have a body temple that's overweight, that is not healthy, you will have a harder time, in my opinion, developing these gifts of the spirit whereby you can have a higher level of sensitivity. So it's incumbent upon all of us to work to purify ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And the process continues throughout your life. You have to continue working on yourself to develop yourself, to develop greater sensitivity through prayer, meditation, fasting, and service. Now, one of the amazing things that I've also found is that in service to others, I feel the light flowing through me. It's the rush of the Holy Spirit that comes when I have disassociated myself from my ego and my higher self kicks in and uses me as an instrument to be a blessing to others. I visit people in the hospital often. I've been at the bedside of people who have died right before their death, sometimes the day of their death or very near. And one develops a sensitivity in being in the presence of those who are going through pain, because through an understanding of it, and a compassion and an empathy for those who are in pain, we do develop our hearts when we try to understand, see through their eyes, feel through their hearts what they are feeling. And at times I've asked to take on that pain, take on that anguish, and burn it up inside of my heart so that they can have a reprieve and be lifted from the sense of burden that they have in their pain and anguish. And so then I have felt that energy, and they feel better. And you may have done this yourself. So working with light, working with the Holy Spirit, you do develop the sensitivity. I believe a deep prayer to the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential to be able to eventually feel what I call radiation or light pouring through your being. And Benny Hinn is a great advocate of the Holy Spirit. I recommend his books. And when you get to know the Holy Spirit, you befriend the Holy Spirit, you talk to the Holy Spirit, you live with the Holy Spirit present in your life, the Holy Spirit will come, and you will know when the Holy Spirit comes and anoints you and blesses you so that you can be a blesser and an extension of the Holy Spirit's anointing to others. I received that anointing in a number of different times during my life in different phases. And that first one, well, one of the first ones was with Catherine Kuhlman. There was one before then when I was very young and we did the rosary in my home. And when I, like I said, when I was 18, I received that special blessing from Jesus. And then it just kept accelerating and being magnified month after month, year after year after that, even unto the present time. So Jesus is a great friend of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you said, the Comforter will come and reveal all things unto you that I have told you, that I have said unto you or shared with you. So the Holy Spirit was there at every teaching that Jesus gave, empowering him, witnessing to what he was doing, and the Holy Spirit could bring back to people's memory, the disciples' memory, to their recall, what Jesus shared so that they in turn could share it, that they would be empowered by that same spirit that he had and could perform miracles. Well, some of us could perform miracles if we believed enough and if we followed that same pathway. It's all about our acceptance and belief. If we have the faith, we can move mountains. Do we have enough faith, or do we disbelieve in what the Lord can work through us? I have a strong faith because I've seen it firsthand of what can happen. So I pray that you do too.
Thank you. That reminds me here of another question that has come up several times. She asks, what about other presences like the Holy Spirit? Can we only speak to one at a time? Or when we speak to one, will the others hear? Or how do we separate our relationship with different presences?
Well, I think that the Holy Spirit unites us in a common presence, a communal presence of the body of Christ everywhere. And remember the scriptures where we're all a part of that body, you know, and Paul talked about it and Jesus gave beautiful parables. And I accept the fact that any true believer, it doesn't matter what religious organization they're in or what religion they're not in, who loves God and abides by the highest ethics, spiritual practices, and models a godly and virtuous life, will be used by the Spirit at some point to help others, to bless others. So the key is our motive. When our motives are pure, our hearts are clean, and our minds are fresh in the acceptance of what God is providing as providence, as resources of divine inspiration and holy sharing of our virtuous gifts, then all of us can be used. And that's what really Donna was saying earlier. We all can be messengers. We all have a message to give, to share to the world. It's the refinement of ourselves that comes first so that the gift that we give can be offered with graciousness, with the most amount of intuitive and alchemical love for self-transformation of others, so that they too can be lifted up in the spirit and moved to be who they truly are, free from the shackles of their lesser self, their human ego, and amazingly liberated to truly be a son, a daughter of God in the highest sense.
That's one of the wonderful, wonderful blessings of knowing the Masters, that they work with all of the good aspects of all the different religious movements, and that you don't have, you're not joining a religion when you join or when you work with the Heart Center. In fact, we do not take members, so to speak. One question that I had here from was from two people. How do I get rid of awful thoughts that keep coming into my mind when I try to meditate or when I try to focus on my presence?
Well, you relax, first of all, and don't judge yourself, because judging yourself and getting down on yourself complicates things and recreates the issue. So allow God to work magically and in a divine way to just erase and consume all burdens, typically those ones that we place upon ourselves by our own awareness, and accept with the full fire of love that your time of stillness with God will be refreshing, joyous, charged with light and happiness. And then the clouds of the past and all that you may have rued about the way you've lived before will begin to just dissolve like sugar and water. And you won't concentrate on them anymore. They won't be a burden to you because you know that God is within you. What keeps those burdens and those images and the darkness revolving is our own lack of a sense of self-worth, that we are worthy to be sons and daughters of God, that we are worthy to live a pure, unadulterated, virtuous life, that we are called to walk in Jesus' footsteps to be the light of the world like Him. So if you see these things happening again, forgive yourself and see the violet light as a burning fire, just burning that stuff up. It is no more. It has no power over you. It's not even real. It's actually a chimera, a phantasm. It's like a mirage in the desert, and it isn't real. So you can say into the teeth of it, you have no power, you are unreal, get thee behind me, Satan, or darkness, and I am whole, I am light, I am love. And at times you may have to make a strong call, or what we call a fiat, as Jesus did when he said, get thee behind me, Satan, in order for that darkness to disappear and diminish and vanish. So if it keeps happening, summon by your will united with God's will, the power, the thrust, to allow heaven to dissolve it by God's grace. So this is the power of God in action. That can happen and will be there when you require it if you accept and believe it.
That is so true. And David, I remember one time you shared with us how singing would bring you into alignment and help you feel immediately in touch. When you sang a song to the Lord or one of your favorite songs that lifted up your presence. And I always thought that was so great. And when I had problems, that's what I do, is I sing. And this song that we sang tonight, One All One, is a song that always brings me back. And I think that you wrote the verses to that as you were led to. And this so brings me in touch with my higher self that I just want to thank you for that.
Well,
I have one more.
I think singing is one of the most important forms of devotion because our hearts are engaged in a deeper and more profound way when we sing. So we're saying a prayer and we're singing it, and our hearts are even more activated because our voice, through singing, ascends to God's throne with angel choirs. You know, we call the angel groupings choirs. Well, why? Because they sing. And if the angels sing, then we can too. I found a little quote from a commentary Jesus gave. He said, "Joy is a stream in which you may wash. Its cleansing power produces a cosmic sheen around you. Entering joy is entering the presence of God. The power of transformation through joy's work cannot be overestimated by the devotee whose work is made holy through joy." So I think that joy is also very important in dissolving those energy patterns which at times beset even the best of devotees because they feel the burdens of the world. So go ahead, Donna.
Yes, I so agree with you. That is so uplifting, and I hope to share with all of our listeners more about the joy of Jesus and all of the wonderful joys that he shares with us in a previous heart stream. One question here that I don't know if you have time. He asks if you could say something about the Great Central Sun and how it relates to us.
I think the best commentary on this subject is in this book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. And I'm rereading it for probably the 10th or 12th time. And the very first chapter is called The Creation of the Cosmos, Genesis Revisited. Let me read just a few of the titles of the chapters because the Great Central Sun is talked about. The creation of the cosmos, Genesis Revisited. The creation of man, God's divine givingness. The aura of the great central sun, the hub of life. So that's chapter 3. And instead of going into greater depth tonight, I really do direct people to secure this book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It's $16.95. You can get it at Barnes & Noble stores. You can get it on Amazon.com for probably a little bit of a discount. You can get it through the Heart Center website. We'd be happy to ship it to you, or maybe in another bookstore in your area. This book is amazing, and this chapter, The Aura of the Great Central Sun, the Hub of Life, will explain and answer that question in a profundity that is just absolutely beautiful. So Jesus actually encourages all of us, if we haven't secure that book, to do so, because your study of this book will raise your consciousness, and it will happen by divine magic, and you will be amazed at how you will feel just reading a few pages at a time. And it's so concentrated with light that you have to only read sometimes 3 or 4 pages, because you have to contemplate the words, because some of them are so profound that you can't really move on to the next paragraph until you've assimilated what the master is sharing. So I hope that at least temporarily answers that question.
Yes, I'm sure that will whet some appetites. I'm going to ask everybody now if anybody has a question that has not been answered or that's come to your mind. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left here with David and Jesus. And so hit star 6 if you have a question you would like to ask.
All right, Daniel R. Peterson is bursting with a question. Good news these days have been that many in the New Agers are talking about Christ consciousness rather than Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, with his specific gift. But the bad news is, if Andrew Harvey is right, he's a teacher in Christ consciousness, that as we grow to the resurrection, the ascension, we have to go through a stage of crucifixion, which he says is messy. Just what is this personal crucifixion stage that we have, and will it be hard to bear, or has he made a human mistake about what crucifixion is all about?
Well, we don't have to go through the physical crucifixion like Jesus did, obviously. Hopefully in our culture today, that's not a form of torture or murder for seeming crimes. What we do go through is the surrender of the lesser self. And for some, this can seem to be a painful process. And what happens when the lower self is surrendered completely? We receive our true self into our temple. Now, for many people, it's a painful thing to finally give up the part of themselves that they've identified with for lifetimes, for thousands or tens of thousands of years and many incarnations. And it's a point of separation. It's like when Jesus was on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now, there's many different interpretations of that. For the purpose of our teaching tonight, when you finally decide to let go permanently of your human ego, there's a chasm there that's like a death, and that's the crucifixion, and you really have to go into a new you. You can't turn back any longer and live through that human ego. When you finally decide to do that, there's a part of you that will not want to give up. And it's the part of you that's coalesced around that ego that's built up the false or the shadow self that is not really of God. So in this process of completely identifying with your true self, with God, the light of God within you, this separation of the letting go of the not-self is like the crucifixion. And in one sense, it can seem so painful to finally let go of that you don't know how to deal with it. Once you surrender completely, like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, and remember, he sweat great drops of blood. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood. So even he was straining under the stress of anguish to realize that what he would go through with the trial, the passion, the scourging, the walk to Calvary, the crucifixion, because it was not easy. I mean, can you imagine any of us trying to go through that now and choosing to still do it to fulfill God's will? So what are we willing to surrender and give up in order to accept our virtuous self so that we can be of greater service to humanity? And to really let go of that ego is an amazing point on your path where you become empowered through the gifts of the Holy Spirit to come when you finally surrender it. And a lot of people are not ready or willing to do that. And so they put off this initiation, and they are not willing to fully let go of that unreal self until finally the universe requires it for them to move into their immortality And at the point where they finally have to, it has to happen as part of the process of our putting on our immortality, it's like a crucifixion. Because if you don't choose it consciously, it chooses you, and then it becomes painful. We can make it less painful when we surrender the not-self, the human ego. And so our crucifixion, the strain or the pain of our crucifixion is in direct relationship to our level of surrender of our not-self. The more we identify with our ego, the greater the strain and the pain of the crucifixion initiation. The less we identify and the more we learn through love to identify with our true presence, the process comes more swiftly and we are buoyed up in the light and we don't have to go through the same level of what Jesus went through, at least physically. Now that's one teaching. There's a whole nother series of teachings on the crucifixion that I could go into. It's more than we have time for tonight. It's a great subject, and we haven't really talked about that much in the Heart Center because, frankly, people misconstrue it and they focus so much on death and the crucifixion. Even the Catholic Church, they still have those crucifixes with the body of Jesus hanging there on the cross. That's not what the Lord desires us to focus upon. When you are in the love of the Holy Spirit, focusing on the resurrection, the ascension, the transfiguration, you move through the initiation of the crucifixion more swiftly and painlessly. So in order to get there, be love. When you are pure love, and when you are purely in love with God, that initiation will go like a hot knife slicing through butter in comparison with what many people have experienced.
That is so true. It is so well worth it. Thank you so much, David. That was a wonderful thing to complete our interview with you tonight, and I'm going to have somebody seal our class now. Any of the HeartStream members, would you please, any one of you, hit *6 and volunteer to seal our class. Just speak up. Donna Dregan, if you're there with us tonight, or Sharon, or anyone that would like to seal the class.
Hello, Donna. This is Marlene.
Good, Marlene. Go ahead.
In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, we are so grateful this evening for the presence of Jesus in our midst, who has given us many thoughtful initiatives to consider for ourselves, to expand our consciousness, our Christ consciousness this evening. And we just seal this class here and now. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. You are free to go, or if you have some prayer requests or have further questions that you would like to share with other members, we will take turns hearing you. And Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Lee. I would like prayers for me. You know all the details. And then last night, one of my feelings came out, so I need prayers for that, too.
Okay, and you need the details for your tests?
I have some of the details. I go to the bone doctor on Wednesday. I go back to the neurologist on Friday. The neurologist wants to put me on chemical medication, and I'm looking into that because I really don't want to go that avenue.
Okay. So we will be praying for your physical well-being and for all of the results with your doctors to turn out a way that is helpful for you. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Donna. And thank all of you on the call, and thank you, David.
Okay. Well, now hit *6 so that you can get off. And we'll let somebody else come on and share a prayer request. We're going to pray for all of them tonight. So come ahead. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Excellent. I have a couple questions. One, how can we find out more about HeartStream classes like this one?
Listen, give me your name, please.
Susan Laney.
How do you spell your last name?
L-A-N-E-Y.
Susan Laney. Do you have, give me your email address or your phone number, and I will give you all the details for that.
I'll give you the phone number. The phone number is 951-785-1999.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you could send it to me, I'd appreciate it, too.
Yes, and I will call you, Susan, and give you all the information on joining some of the classes. This is
great.
Just one of the classes, and we have other teleclasses, and we have other online classes, the whole works, and I will give that information to you. So I'll get back to you.
Okay, I also have another comment that I have to ask.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm aware of who my twin flame is.
Mm-hmm.
And my twin flame knows I am not an artist.
Uh-huh.
And my twin flame has requested that I find somebody in order to do a portrait of her because she is ascended. And I wish I can get in touch with someone who is an artist that can get the concept that I know of what she looks like onto the paper, because she has dictated through the Heart Center numerous dictations, which unfortunately I haven't been able to hear because my computer is completely crashed. And I was just wondering how I can get help for her request.
Let me call you back on that too, Susan. That'll take
okay.
a little bit of investigation for me, but I will get back to you on that.
Right, and as I say, I'm very, very well aware of who she is, and she has helped me enormously finding my feminine side in this lifetime.
Oh, good. That's
because,
always helped.
Yeah, because 99% of my previous lives, in fact, probably 99.9, have been male.
Okay.
So,
well, this is interesting then. You needed this.
Yes, I did. In fact, it was funny because when I appeared in front of the karmic board to come back for this life, I get this, well, we have good news and we got bad news. The good news is, yes, you can go back down, but the bad news is you're going to have to come down as a woman because you have to get in touch with your feminine side. And as
okay.
I say, my twin flame has helped me enormously in finding
good.
That side, plus another very special, special Sheila who has helped me find it as well.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you, Susan, for sharing, and I'll get back to you. We're going to go on now.
I look forward to that. Thank you. Should I *6?
Yes.
Okay. *6.
Okay. Anybody else would like that has a prayer request, please hit *6 to come on. Share your request, and then hit *6 to get off. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? This is Donna. I've been trying to connect all night.
Oh.
Anyway, my sister-in-law I took her to the hospital for an operation Tuesday.
Oh, my.
She was supposed to get out. It was an artery operation. And she was supposed to get out Wednesday, but every day that I've gone over there, they've kept her. And she is 89 and just turned 89 August 10th.
Okay,
so
she having any pain?
I would like some prayers for her because I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring her home tomorrow or not.
I see. Okay. What is her name?
Vilma, V-I-L-M-A.
Okay, we'll pray for Vilma. And what is the hospital she's in?
She's in a Greater Baltimore Medical Center.
Greater Baltimore Medical.
GBMC.
Okay, CBMC. Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, do we have any other prayer requests tonight?
Donna, this is Vicki.
Yes,
and
Vicki.
I've been having some problems with my high blood pressure and my asthma, and I was wondering if you could put a little prayer in for that.
All right.
And then I also have a question. I was a little bit, when he was talking about the initiations, how that they will just become sweet and easy, when he says we have to have the true love of God, was there more to it than that, or is it just having the love for God that's going to make these initiations easier for us?
Starting there with dedicating your life to God is the beginning. And as you mean everything you say when you sing and do the prayers and offer yourself to God, everything becomes a little bit easier. I have found, even in the Bible, it says we become new, as new creatures, all things become new and joyous. So the initiations, yes, when we're ready for them, we get them, but we don't necessarily get them until we're ready. As far as I can tell, and from everything that I have observed in David and others in the Heart Center, the initiations come along when you're ready. And when you're ready, they're easy. If you're not ready, they are difficult, and so they don't come unless you're ready.
Okay.
Of course, if you don't do anything about your spiritual growth, if you don't spend any time with your Father, Mother, God, initiations will eventually have to come anyway, and then they will be rough.
Okay.
As you're growing and as you're ready, then the initiation comes.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking that, and we will pray for your blood pressure situation and your asthma, Vicki.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
This is Warren Walring.
Hi, Warren.
I have a prayer request from Elaine Burke, and she is requesting prayers for her mental health and stress issues.
Her mental health issues.
And stress, yes.
And stress. Mental health and stress.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is she in your area?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you, Warren, for letting us know that. They hit *6. Okay, any more prayer requests tonight? I'm wondering if
Donna,
Marian,
this is Barbara.
Barbara, yes, go ahead, Barbara.
I would want to request prayers for my friend Christine Argyropoulos. She still doesn't. She's having trouble getting enough work as a private duty nurse to support herself. She's been really eking along the last several months, and also her oldest daughter, Andriana, is overdue to give birth with her very first child, and she's had kidney problems, and it's been a very difficult pregnancy. And this girl is very slender, and anyway, she was due like a week ago, and she still hasn't given birth. And anyway, she could sure use some prayer work.
Okay, for Christine and for her daughter,
Christine,
Andriana.
Christine and her daughter, Andriana.
Okay. Do we have any more prayer requests tonight?
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Is there two of us?
Yeah.
Donna?
Yes.
Okay. This is Joyce, and my daughter has gone through a serious surgery, and it has left her with wanting to disconnect from me in every way. Sounds like my phone is going. She doesn't want to shop for me, see me. She wants to go away. And she's in the process of teaching other people how to call the doctors for me, how to buy my food and all this. And she just said that this surgery made her, or she just wants to go away. And she tells people off. She gets very angry right now.
Okay, well, we'll pray.
And one prayer that you'd resolve, make
yes.
it easier for her, whatever her problem is.
For her continued healing, physically, mentally, spiritually, we will, this surgeries, major surgeries take a lot out of us, and sometimes our personalities change for a while. So we will definitely
yeah,
pray.
Yeah, it has changed, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hit star 6. Okay.
This is Carlene.
Yes, Carlene.
In Sioux City. Just a minute.
Yes, Carlene in Sioux City.
I'd like prayers for Lois Bjork.
Okay.
For her memory and for a solution to what is causing her loss of memory.
Okay. Memory and solution. And Carlene, we'll also be praying for you and your heart situation, too.
I have kidney problems also.
Kidney, heart and kidney. We'll pray those for those two situations for you, Carlene, and thank you. Be sure
thank
and hit star 6 now.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If there are any other prayer requests, let us hear them. Speak your mind now or forever hold your peace. Because we're going to pray.
Donna? Las Vegas?
Yes. Go ahead.
I would just like prayer that things continue to go okay for my family.
Uh-huh.
And
tell
that I receive... This
who's
is
talking?
Susan in Las Vegas. This is Susan in Las Vegas.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Hi, Donna.
Yes, for your family.
Yes, and also that I receive insight as to why everything I'm doing with respect to this guardianship matter seems to result in bad luck.
Okay, for the guardianship matter. Okay, got
okay,
it.
That's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Hit star 6. Have 9 requests here, and I need to know what heart friends are here with me that will help me pray for these?
I'm here. Do you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, good. Thank you, Donna. Donna, I want to give you, if you will pray for Lee. She's got her, let's see, her filling fill out. She's got a lot of physical tests going on recently because of recent seizures. So we would like prayer for her tests and for her healing. That's Lee Lippert.
How do you spell that last name?
L-I-P-P-E-R-T. And also, if you would pray for Susan Laney.
Okay.
She has some requests regarding her twin, and we'll just pray that her concerns regarding her twin flame and working with her will be taken care of and for her to learn what she needs to learn in her female body this time. And then the third thing I would like to give you is Vicky. Just pray for Vicky for her high blood pressure and her asthma that she's dealing with right now.
Okay.
And then if, I think that'll be all for you, Donna. And then Barbara, if you're there.
Yes.
Would you take Donna Dregan's sister-in-law, Velma, who's
okay.
in the hospital,
arterial problems. She's having some work on her arteries. We don't know exactly what. But her name is Velma. She's 89. She's in the an SBMC in Baltimore.
GBMC.
Greater Baltimore Medical. Yeah, I've got
right.
that.
GBMC. Good. Okay. And then if you will pray for Lane Burke, for the stress that she's going through and her mental health.
Okay.
That's for Warren. And then if you'll pray for Joyce Saxon's daughter, Margie, and the adjustments that she's going through since this major surgery occurred, and for Joyce and Margie's relationship together.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll take whatever is left here.
Okay, so just Dwayne and Cindy.
Is there anybody else?
Dwayne and Cindy, you're on.
Dwayne, oh good.
You know, I'm sorry that we were. I was not pressing the right buttons or something. I was pressing star six.
Sometimes that happens when we have a lot of people on. Let me give you Carlene Agstrom. She's got heart and kidney problems, and she also would like prayer for Lois Bjork, a dear heart friend who's having a lot of memory problems, and people are concerned for a solution for her. And let's see, if you would take, did I give you Susan Costello? No, I don't think I did. If you would take Susan Costello and pray for her family, relationships, and health, and especially for this guardianship matter that she is involved in that has not been going well. See, is there anything else here? I think I have most everything. Oh, okay. If you would pray for Christine, I don't know if you can say her last name, but it's something like Argoropoulos. She's a nurse. She's a private duty nurse, and she needs work to support herself. And she's concerned about her oldest daughter, who is expecting her first child. She's way overdue, and she's got health problems.
Okay,
that
Cindy's here, too.
Oh, Cindy, good.
Yeah, she's
thank
right
you, Cindy.
Here.
Well, Cindy, you can add anything you want to after those three get through, and then I'll close. Okay, we'll let Donna start. Donna Dregan.
In the name I am that am, we call to Jesus and Magda. We call to Raphael and Mother Mary, the healing angels, to please help with the medication, with Lee's feelings, and her physical test that she's taken, help her with her proper medication and the outcome of the office visit on Wednesday. Please help that all of this be resolved in victory. Amen. In the name I am that am, we ask that Paul the Venetian, Lady Master Leto, please take Susan Lanley and her twin flame, Davina, working with the decisions that they're going to be planning together, that they will be working on the inner, and that Susan will be getting information on the inner from her twin flame at night as she goes to Venus, working. Let this be resolved, and let them be able to find the proper photographer, or artist, rather, that will be able to convey this information to the artist to resolve this. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we ask in the name I am, Padam, call on Dwal Kul Kasumi Maha Chohan to work with Vicky and her blood pressure, dealing with the asthma, please let this be resolved, that she be able to breathe easily without any problem, and that the healing angels, Hilarion, Raphael, Mother Mary, Jesus, and Magda will be with her also. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's star six.
Donna, I'm going to go ahead now.
Go ahead.
Oh, blessed Jesus and Mother Mary, beloved Magda, I call to you to seal Donna Dregan's sister-in-law, Vilma, in your light and your love. Send your angels to comfort and sustain her. I pray for her perfect healing from her surgery on her arteries. I pray for accurate and appropriate care for her from the staff of the Greater Baltimore Medical Hospital. We pray for her to be released from there according to God's timing. We pray for her courage, for her peace, for her comfort, and for her to move forward in her life according to God's will, wisdom, and love. Thank you for her many years of service to life, and give her peace and patience. Erase all fear from her soul, from her heart and mind, and help her find joy in this situation. We pray also for Warren Wallring's friend, Elaine Burke. We pray for her perfect mental health, for the easing of her stress. We call for ray of light to overshine her, to remove all triggers of fear and unease from her life. We call to Archangel Michael to guard and protect her, to strengthen her resolve, strengthen her spirit, strengthen her in every way so that the stress melts away from her life. Help her find appropriate foods and supplements that will give her energy, that will nourish her at every level so she has peace and a sense of well-being. I also call to beloved Mother Mary to send her comfort angels to Joyce Saxon's daughter Margie, and for the angels of peace to work with their souls to help them find the best, the highest loving relationship with each other, to resolve all issues of jealousy, of burden, of resentment of any kind. Let it all melt away. O beloved Kuan Yin, flood them with your beloved violet flame to erase the cause and core of any friction between these two souls and give them joy and peace and love between them. We pray for Margie's perfect healing from her surgery, and we call for the Elohim of peace to overshine her, to resolve all issues of anger, any reactionary problems, or the core of any triggers for anger, for her losing her temper, or taking issue with other people's thoughts, words, and behavior. We pray for her perfect wholeness and healing in every way. We know you are always with us, and we are so grateful, for you know what is best for us. We thank you and accept your perfect healing on your timetable. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Dwayne?
That was beautiful.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddhist selves, we call to you, beloved Mother Mary, Jesus, and beloved Cyclopea, and the great divine director to assist Barbara. Okay, I'm sorry. To assist Christine Arga Paulus, that she may find the perfect working situation in her private duty nursing work. And we call that her oldest daughter, Andrikana, that she be overseen by Mother Mary, Jesus, and Saint Germain, that her birthing be in God's perfect timetable, and that any physical ailments or challenges that she's experiencing right now or following the birth are overseen by very conscious and alert practitioners who are overshined by the angels and masters of clear guidance to assist her, and that if she requires assistance in her diet to assist in the clearing of kidney stones or the purification of her kidneys or whatever means her body requires cleansing, that come in the most clearest specificity for her. I call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, also to assist her. And I call, and the baby, I call for beloved Archangel Michael and Mother Mary to overshine Lois Bjork. And I call for the overshining of her family, that they may assist her in whatever she requires in these delicate hours and days and of her life, that she may be safe and receive the angels at every turn for all that she requires, and that she have peace concerning her memory and any challenges that she is having, and the safety of her four lower bodies. I call for the angels of healing and peace to encircle Carlene and for her heart and her kidneys, and that she receive whatever guidance, very clear, precise guidance that she requires for the physical and solution to her problems, and also the angels of peace and protection and guidance in how she may acquire that peace and comfortability in all aspects of the healing, in the physical, mental, emotional aspects of her body, and all related to the condition in her heart and kidneys. And I call to you, beloved Portia. I call to the angels of peace. I call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, to encircle Susan, bring her peace, and all members of her family. I ask for the angels to guide and direct her through her Holy Christ Buddha self and any practitioners that will be working with her to assist in her health, and whether it be through food or nutrition supplements, any means what would be the most beneficial for her wholeness and healing. I ask that the angels and beloved Portia assist in her having the relationship with her child or children, that be cleared, and that she have all relationships with all of her family members be in peace, be in love, and cooperation between all of them. Amen.
Thank you. And Joyce, hit star 6.
All right, I got to get my glasses up.
Yeah, because there's a lot of static coming from your phone. Okay, Cindy, if you're there and would like to close for us tonight and add anything else that comes to mind, that would be wonderful.
Oh, yes, okay.
Good.
In the name I am that I am, in our Holy Christ to the selves, and Holy Christ to the selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos, we thank beloved Jesus, beloved David Lewis, beloved Donna, and all the beautiful souls who are on this call tonight, and all the heavenly hosts that overshined each one of us in bringing forth more understanding into our minds and souls and beings, and that we will all take this wonderful teaching we had tonight and start living this teaching in the now, and for our better life, and to praise God and to become God with that light that we all are. And I pray that we all become that light as the hierarchy would like us to be, and that we are. Have us all believe that, oh beloved God, call the Mother God above. So I seal this session tonight with love and gratitude for all who's been with us, and we are thankful. Oh Lord, we are thankful. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, everybody. I'll let you go. I know we're a little late, but I thank you for hanging in there. We had a little more static here at the end because there were so many of us. So thank you for staying with us. And have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week coming up of joy, peace, light, and love with your Father, Mother, God. Good night.
Thank you, Donna. Good
night.
Thank you,
Donna. Bye.
Bye.
Donna?